The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 0-1 in conference and 4-1 overall and host Michigan on Saturday night, a 7 p.m. kickoff to appear on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us, and if you'd give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open it up to questions.
Sure. Excited about how our team played last week. I think turning the page after playing Navy is not an easy thing, and I'm pleased with how we went about our business last week, and now we've got another great challenge, an opportunity to be 1-0 in conference play with a really talented Michigan football team coming in that's, I think, much better than their record indicates. I think anybody who's seen them on film knows that. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Flood, what did you say? You said about Michigan, on video, they're struggling right now. What do you see that might give you a problem Saturday night?
I think there's a lot of things. I think they're averaging 5.2 yards a rush. They're only giving up 3.0 yards a rush. They only give up 22 points a game. You know, they're 10 of 12 touchdowns in the red zone. You know, the things that have kind of kept their scoring down have been turnovers, and there's no guarantee you're going to get turnovers. You know, so we're going to have to play really good defense, and if we have an opportunity to cause a fumble or an interception, we're going to have to take advantage of it because they're a very talented team that can really move the ball, and they're tough on defense. They're big, they're strong, they're athletic, very well coached, very aggressive, and I think their defensive numbers speak to that.
So what's the keys to the game? If you are like an analyst, what do you think the keys to the game for you guys?
Well, there's no doubt that the team that runs the ball and stops the run better is going to have a great opportunity to win this football game. I think both teams, both offenses value the running game. A lot of what they do comes off of it. And I would tell you that would be the first place I would look if I was analyzing the game.
Well, good luck Saturday night.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Ralph Russo with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good, Ralph. How you doing?
Hey, I don't want you to speak directly to what's been going on at Michigan, so I wanted to ask sort of a big-picture question about sort of keeping track of the sidelines and what's going on with players getting hurt and who might be available. How difficult is it to keep track of players getting injured during a game and whom on your staff, either coaches or maybe medical staff, is responsible for the sort of the line of communication so that information gets to you?
Sure. You know, I don't know that difficult's the word I would use. I think when there's an injury, the first person that has to know and has to be told is the head coach. You know, so when you see a player injured, we tell our players if they get injured on the field to go down so that we can assess what the injury is and not risk anything further at that point. And then the trainer communicates with me as the head coach. And then once he's done communicating with me, he communicates with the special teams coach because that's usually the guy whose world gets affected more than anybody else's in terms of depth charts.
Okay.
And then when and if the player is available to come back in the game, the head coach is the first person that he should tell. And that's how we do it at Rutgers. I think it's worked well for us. But it's something that's got to be done and got to be done well and got to be done with urgency.
Thanks, Kyle. Good luck this weekend.
You got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Thanks, Kyle. That was actually my question that was just answered.
Okay.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the chemistry between Gary Nova and Leonte Carew? Obviously, it was on display on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot, and I think because they went to the same high school, even though Gary's a year older than Leonte, I think people look in that direction quite a bit. Do I think there's chemistry? I think they've played a lot of football together, so I think they have a good feel for each other on the field. That's for sure. I think they're both talented football players. I think that lends itself to a lot of those plays being made as well. But they've played a lot of football together here at Rutgers, and they've played some together before that. And I think that certainly creates a feel for how the routes are run, the timing of the throws, how the ball comes out of Gary's hand. There's no doubt that it's an advantage.
You have a question from one of Ryan Tice with Wolverine.com.
Hey, Coach, I was wondering if you could just talk about the role your defensive line has played in all the sacks and tackles for loss you've had this year and how much rotating helps up front.
Well, we do play quite a few guys up front, 8 or 9 a game. I think, you know, the defensive line, they have, statistically, you know, they have those numbers, but I would tell you the times and situations that we've had where we've been able to get pressure on the quarterback and sack the quarterback or create TFLs, it's really more about being successful limiting the run game. Hmm. And if you can minimize the run game and make a team or put a team in a must-pass situation, you know, your odds of pressuring the quarterback or sacking the quarterback, you know, they go way up.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.